We're standing in front of one of the masterpieces in the Metropolitan Museum, and it's the intimacy of this picture that makes it so special, at least to my way of thinking. It's a picture that must have been held, that would have been hung in the domestic interior with candles before it. You'll notice that the frame, which is original, has two burn holes where those candles once burnt down a little bit too far. It's also meant to be seen on your knees. And if you have it in you, lower yourself, look up, and it's at that point that you will see that the little parapet behind which these two figures stand falls into place, and we are admitted into a sacred realm. Look at the way the child looks up at his mother. To get a better view, he's raised his hand. He pushes the veil aside. She looks tenderly at him. She sees something of his adulthood and his future in those eyes, and her face is filled with sorrow. The thing that has always astonished me in this miracle of a painting is the way Duccio has managed to give a human aspect to divine figures while sacrificing nothing of their sacred presence. The painting was made about 1300, and it marks a transformative moment in Western art. Before this, artists tended to represent divine beings as symbols. Duccio introduced an emotive human dimension. Keith Christensen, European Paintings.